welcome back to Project Independence and You at Senior Talk Radio right here at WCWP.org. You were just listening to Old Time Radio, The Inner Sanctum. Ooh, Desert Death. Doesn't sound very pleasant. Not a pleasant way to go. But right now we are on Talk of the Town, and we'll be shortly speaking with Christina Liu, who is our Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead, Department of Services for the Aging, and the Project Independence in You radio show producer. So Talk of the Town is usually the final segment of the show where we just basically talk about what's going on in the town, not necessarily just for our senior audience, but for all residents of the town of North Hempstead. So I see Christina has lots highlighted. So what is going on?
Well, it is certainly very busy in North Hempstead. And it was great to have the two guests we had on earlier who were both involved in North Hempstead.
Yes.
So we have Barbara, who's a PI member and a PI volunteer that does great courses too. So she was wonderful to have her on. And I mean, it's just so nice when we find these little gems in the community, because who knew that
that
clothing pantry, it was right in New Hyde Park in the synagogue, you
what
know, so
great,
and just the amazing service
program
they're doing. There's just, it's just nice to give kudos to the amazing people and residents that are in North Hempstead.
It's know, just a, it's like a treasure chest right here
is
in North Hempstead.
Absolutely.
It never ending.
Yeah.
And,
so just yeah, thank you to both of them. But on another note, we've been really talking about a lot, Jerry, on the show about these quails that North Hempstead
has
done.
Kind of the talk of the town,
really
so to speak.
And it's just a really fun idea. I love like North Hempstead's innovative programming that they do. So, Jerry, they released the quails into the at the Hempstead Harbor Trail,
right,
and at the beach as well, and by the park over there. There was 28 quails, so it was a whole process. The eggs, they're all ready to go. So this is really just an eco-friendly way of combating these disease-carrying ticks, you know, without the use of pesticides.
Right.
So it's, I think it's really an innovative program, and I hope that it works, because I think it should be great. So
yeah, I mean, it's to some degree really, if they, you know, cover a good amount of, you know, the ticks that are out there, I mean, why not?
Absolutely. No, and I think, you know, North Hempstead really is always trying to find different ways to preserve the environment while, you know, taking care of a certain issue. So I think it's definitely important to Supervisor Bosworth and the whole town board. So
that's great.
We'll see.
Definitely progressive, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and the quails are very cute, on a side note. They're like the cutest little things ever. I saw a picture of them. They're adorable.
I just can't picture
them.
Good
for them and good for us.
Yeah.
Get those ticks.
Get those ticks. Yeah. Get those bad guys.
That's right. So I fully support that. Also coming up tonight, Rebecca, hopefully the weather is nice and clear, is the British Invasion Stadium Show.
And you know,
at
I'll
Michael J. Tully Park. It's a free concert. There's two awesome bands that are going to be there, and they're going to be covering the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, which is quite the mashup.
And isn't that Ellie's band that
yep,
we
it is.
Interviewed here?
That's right. It all comes back to Project Independence and your radio show.
Because he is an optician in the town of North Hempstead.
Yes, and he is in Street Fighter, which is the Rolling Stones tribute band. And I've heard absolutely wonderful things about them, especially from Rebecca as well.
They're so
and
fun.
And on top of, there also is going to be Strawberry Fields, who's a tribute to the Beatles. And that kicks off at 7 p.m. at Michael J. Tully Park.
And I think the weather looks good. I keep checking my app. So according to my app, it's going to stop raining. And
there you
actually
go.
Actually, around it looks 6 o'clock,
right,
the sun comes out. Good
perfect
news.
Right.
And it really is.
Sunday.
It's a great concert. You know, the concert's free. You're able to bring a chair, a blanket, a snack, you know, whatever it might be, and really enjoy a wonderful, wonderful show. So.
Right. So if anybody has any questions about it.
311.
311.
Absolutely.
Hope to see you there.
Absolutely. And also, what's been going on in full effect are Fun Day Mondays.
Oh, they certainly are.
Rebecca, I know you've been there every Monday helping out and running around like a crazy woman. So you want to tell us a little bit about Fun Day Monday?
Sure. Fun Day Monday has been going on for about 30 to 40 years in the town of North Hempstead. And what it is it's a every Monday in the summer, usually 8 weeks of July and August, and it is a program that has entertainment and fitness classes and all kinds of information. Last Monday that just passed, we had our big health fair, And we had people from all kinds of organizations, community-based organizations. It was really, really a great turnout. It was beautiful weather. We had, and we have an amazing staff at Community Services both and Department of Services for the Aging. And it was like a really, really good turnout.
Yeah, so, I kept hearing wonderful things from the seniors and the staff that were working there about just the great information that was available there, too.
And we go right through to August 28th, yep. which is the last Monday. So for this year, if it rains on a Monday and we have to postpone it, it's that Thursday. We're all set to do that Thursday. And if it rains that Thursday, well, then guess what? We'll see you Monday. Yeah. And that's that for that week.
Only so much can be done.
Well, it's interesting that... when you're out in the community as I am and you're talking to seniors, I had a conversation a couple of days ago with someone said, you know, I'm doing this. I think it was NASA. No, I called 311. I mean, there are a lot of services here, and what we encourage you as a resident the town is to call 311
absolutely.
To get the help you need.
Yeah.
we're not trying to take credit for it, but it's there. Take advantage of it. And, it, you know, if something comes up and you think the municipality can help, Project Independence, supported wholeheartedly by the town of North Hempstead,
can
really help you. And I've had friends who live outside this area, and they say, yeah, we have something, but it's like a stepchild.
Right, mm-hmm.
You know, the city or the town or the village, we do it, but you have to...
Well, Jerry, we don't like to boast here, but if we may...
But that's what the show is for.
Project Independence.
That's why I'm saying it, because I'm not... not staff.
No, it's very, it's what you're saying, Jerry, is very true.
The resources are truly remarkable. And this man had some kind of problem, and he didn't, he was flailing around. And somewhere or other, he said, yes, I called 311. Someone gave me a number, and I got the answer I needed. I got the help I needed.
Right. I mean, it's interesting you bring it up like that, because throughout Nassau County, certainly, and Suffolk County, there are tremendous amounts of services out there, but there really isn't one number to call to find out.
It's hard to
just
navigate
You might have an agency that deals with, people with disabilities, or an agency that deals with people who need housing, or, all kinds of health care needs. But when you call 311 in the town and you're a resident of the town, you just make that one call.
That's right. That's just the point he made.
He
found it very difficult to really define what he needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until
you don't
he got to someone at 311. Who kind of said, I understand what you're looking for. Maybe we can help you this way.
We used to say early on with Project Independence is
one call to town hall.
But also, we're a navigational tool. Yeah. I mean, when you're out there and you're not in the town, it's very hard to navigate the systems and bureaucracy.
Right. No, it's very overwhelming, it could be as well.
Right. And sometimes the services are, you need more than one service. And then you have to call a different agency.
No.
But again, you just call 311 and, you can call for anything.
Yeah.
You can be a resident. As long as you're a resident in North Hempstead, 311 is really there for you. And, to determine whatever, so if it's a pothole or if it's, a community nurse you need to see.
No, and that's what, I'm saying, the Project Independence social workers and nurses, it's really a great system, and 311 is so part of it, because that call comes to them and they have such a wealth of knowledge, and everything is tied in. People we have on the show, we give that information to the social workers and nurses. So they have this plethora of information. So it's so great that they could literally sit there. They might tell you different things you didn't even think that you necessarily needed.
Exactly.
It's really a wonderful, wonderful service.
That was an important diversion, but go ahead.
No, but it's always good. It's a good thing to mention. People really know the importance of the 311.
So one of the things that's coming up in the fall and that we do every 2 years is our Aging in Place in Suburbia Conference.
Right.
So this year we moved the date just because we had some conflicts and wanted to make sure that we had a really good date for everybody who would be involved in it, from the agencies to our elected officials to all the departments that are needed to be part of the Aging in Place Conference. So we are looking for this town event right now. Is scheduled for November 1st. We are actually thinking of moving the location just because of some things that we want to kind of do a little bit differently this year. But so save this date, which
November
is
1st.
Wednesday, November 1st.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And the topic, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the topic.
Yeah, so what's really great is, you know, we're always trying to come up with different new topics and themes for each conference. So this one really is the toolbox for living well. We were sitting there and thinking, you know, how wonderful would it be that a senior can come in and kind of gather information for their toolbox and just age in place safely and healthy. So there'd be different. I mean, there'll be an expo that has all different topics, you know, on health and you know, preparing for long term. There'll be a whole variety of things. We're going to have different things on, you know, kind of staying connected, keeping active, keeping your brain fit, you know, just all different topics. We're going to try and cover a plethora of that, too.
Right.
So, but a big thing that this is during is the Medicare updates.
Right.
So that people, you know, speaking of difficult things to understand and navigate, it's
bureaucracy,
that.
Right.
You know,
yes.
So it's really this way. And they're so wonderful. The people, you know, they'll come and really tell you the concrete changes and what to look out for and what's best for you. So that will be there. So just, you know, we're going to have a bunch of different topics going on. So.
All right. It sounds good. A lot of our partners
and transportation
are gonna be
will be available.
Transportation will be available. We're going to have some of our partners kind of explaining what they do, and some other organizations, community-based organizations will be there.
And that's what's going on. You know, we really want to showcase a lot of the wonderful community-based organizations out there that, you know, we've been talking about this a lot lately because we've had them on the show recently. And, you know, these are agencies we've been partnered with forever. And they're providing so many new programs that we weren't even aware of. So we definitely want to just get all the information out there and really fill that toolbox with all the information you could possibly need.
Right. So we have some great things coming up. But what's happening on Monday and Tuesday? What can we look forward to this week coming up?
Right. So there is certainly a lot of stuff going on in the summer on the Project Independence end. We still have our social discussion group that is meeting, and that will be on Thursday, August 10th. And it's really a great group. Robin Tovell facilitates it. She's one of our caseworkers for Project Independence. And it's really just to talk with others and just meet your neighbors. You know, she has different topics. She kind of facilitates the group. So that's at 11:30 to 12:30 at the Great Neck Library in New Hyde Park.
That's great. And people do have to register for that?
Yeah. We recommend, obviously, you know, if you're in the area, you could totally stop in. But, you know, we do recommend that.
And, Jerry, what number should they call? I can't, if they need to register.
I think it's 311.
Gotcha. Okay.
And
just check it.
And also meeting on next Monday.
I think there should be a little musical attachment.
We should have like a little buzzer, the 311 buzzer. I like it.
311.
A little song to go, a couple of words before that.
Bing, bong, boom.
311.
There we go.
Fun.
There you go. He's got it. There we have our tagline.
Jerry, I think we're done.
Next Monday,
record that.
The Romeos will be actually meeting.
What in heaven? What? Who? And what are the Romeos?
And the Romeos, you know, Jerry is part of the Romeos.
They're retired.
Since the
older, not
yes.
old.
No.
Older man eating out.
Right.
Through the courtesy of Adrian Greatneck.
Yes.
We have a great meeting venue, and we have great discussions. Probably somewhere about 15 people show up at every meeting, not the same 15 every time. Heated discussions, but the best part of that, besides from content, everyone leaves 2:30 or so when it's over. No rancor, no bitterness. The relationships are stronger than we went in.
Yeah, and that's
really
what I actually really do love about the Romeos, because they are. I'm partial to the Romeos because that's one of my favorite groups. And when I was an intern, that was one of the first groups that we kind of all put together.
Right.
So
you
it's
were
a soft spot in my heart. But what's really nice about it is that they really do remain friends, you know, and conversations can get heated. They certainly can, but they really, you know, and I love the theory they have too, is that, you know, no person is stupid,
right.
you know, or their idea, it's just, it's an opinion based thing, and it's really, It's really just a great group. And it's really been, I mean, I was trying to think. I think the Romeos have been meeting now for over 7 years.
So. It's a long time.
I mean, it's a long time. And, you know, they meet twice a month. It's the first and third Monday every month. And what's great is that, you know, they're all, each of them have been a part of this, that they kind of serve as ambassadors now, too. And they schedule different speakers come, you know, hot topics that are going on. And I think it's really wonderful. And they'll call me up and say, Christina, we scheduled someone, you know, just put it on the card. So they really, they operate on their own, and it's a wonderful, wonderful group. So if you're interested, or if you want to send your husband away on a Monday, call 311.
What?
And you can sign them up.
12:30 at the Atrium on Cutter Mill Road, Great
Neck. Perfect. So definitely, I think that's a great group. And, what's nice is we have all different kinds of groups. So if you want a facilitator, you don't want a facilitator, you know, there's something for everyone, and we will talk about more.
We'll talk about more, sure. Okay, so we'll be back in a few seconds to talk about what is happening in the town with Christina Liu, radio show producer, and Mr. Jerry Peretzman, who is our Project Independence member extraordinaire. So we will be back shortly.